Application for rezoning from an RR5 Rural Residential District to an R1L Residential Single Family District and an R1M Residential Single Family District under file DAZ229 of 2008 in the Springfield Road North area.
Okay. Who's the applicant here?
Mr. Wintrop.
Oh, Mr. Wintrop.
Not really.
The city's the applicant?
Acting on behalf of the Director of Planning, Property,
and Development. You're acting here on behalf of the Director. Okay. All right, Mr. Wintrop.
John Wintrop, 15-30 Fort Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Planning and Land Use Division, City of Winnipeg. I'm the area planner for North Kadolnan, Transkona, East Kadolnan.
What is the purpose of this? Can you explain it a little?
Sure. This is a housekeeping matter that came up last year, actually. It has to do with a number of properties between McIver and Bonner, Gateway, and DeVries. Back under the old North Kadolnan zoning bylaw, back in the 70s, you could subdivide your land if it was zoned agricultural and construct single-family dwellings. Since that time, the bylaw has changed. We've actually gone through three bylaws since then, and that provision is no longer allowed. That's been like that since about maybe the mid-80s, early 90s. If you're to rezone if you're going to subdivide your property, you have to rezone it now to an R1, which is reflective of what most of North Kadolnan is, single-family dwellings. However, on the map, though, the agricultural district stayed on, and it transferred over throughout the years to stay as an agricultural district. So a number of people on the south side of Strongburg and on the north side of McIver have rear yards, or their entire yards are zoned an agricultural district that allows such things as grazing, beekeeping, horse barns, those types of items, even though on the ground it's actually a single-family dwelling. The bulk regulations of that agricultural district are pretty strict. Usually they allow they require front yards of I do believe 50 to 100 feet, lot sizes of 5 acres, and side yards that are quite large, side yards that are of 25 feet. So anyone who was to construct a new house on any of those properties, or a garage or a deck, is subject usually to variance because their lot is not obviously 5 acres. These lots are between 3,500 and 5,500 square feet, and no one can achieve that side yard of 25 feet if the lot is only anywhere between 30 to 40 feet wide. So the residents, if they construct these items, usually have to come forward to the City of Winnipeg to seek a variance, which is a timely process and costs money to them. So this will alleviate that hardship by changing the zoning on the map from an agricultural district to an R1 district to reflect what's on the ground, which would be a lot between 3,500 and 5,500 square feet, with a side yard requirement of 4 feet, a front yard between 15 and 20 feet. And that's reflective of kind of the on-the-ground situation. We are not rezoning any kind of vacant parcels of land that would allow any kind of future housing. Anyone who wants to do that would have to come forward and go through a subdivision rezoning application, which would have a public hearing, and they would have to bear that on their own, just as many other people have had to do that for the last 25 years.
Okay. Any questions?
Just as a clarification, this will not in any way affect the assessment or the property taxes of any of these residents?
No, it won't affect the property assessment. I have an email and a contact, and I spoke with property assessment in undertaking this process. That assessment was was done last year before this project moved forward. The houses are already being assessed as a single-family dwelling on a lot. Zoning doesn't play much into the assessment of a parcel. So just because your house was zoned agricultural, you were not getting any kind of break on your property taxes. And if it's zoned R1, you're not going to see any kind of change in your property taxes. Though I understand, though, there is a change in property taxes, or in terms of the assessed value of a property. That has to do more with sales of properties in Winnipeg, not so much on the zoning of a piece of land.
Not related to this?
Nothing to do with this. The zoning doesn't affect the property assessment on it. It has to do with, my understanding,
your
other items.
Is completely separate and not dependent on this.
Yes, and it occurred before this item.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope.
So if I understand you correctly, John, what you're saying is that the back portion of some of these properties, for example, on McIver, the front portion is already R1L, but the back portion for some reason was missed.
No, the back portion at one time it had going back 20 or 30 years, it had something called split zoning. You see this also along Almy Avenue, Knowles Avenue, Bonner Avenue, Ravelston, where the front 110 feet
is
zoned.
Yeah, it was split. So the back half was agricultural.
All agricultural, and then it happened on McIver when Strongberg went in. The back became a single-family dwelling fronting onto Strongberg.
Okay, I don't have any other questions. There's some folks registered here, so.
I should add, though, even if you have the split zoning and your house is on the front of the lot zoned R1 and the back zoned agricultural, the more restrictive district applies, so the agricultural district will apply to the entire property.
The more restrictive?
The more restrictive always applies.
Wouldn't the more restrictive be the former?
The more restrictive is the agricultural district because it requires a lot of 5 acres, a front yard of 100 feet. So it's more restrictive in terms of land uses and bulk regulations. And this doesn't really change the land uses. There's only 3 in the agricultural district that would no longer be able to occur.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay. Any other questions? No? Thanks very much. Do we have anybody here registered in opposition? We have some folks registered for information. Anybody here registered in opposition? Anybody registered in opposition? Anybody here registered in support? Anybody registered in support? Okay, for information, Mr. Norm Boyle, for information. You're fine for information. Mr. Brad Hare, for information. Did you have any questions? If you do, you need to come forward, sir. Need to state your name and address for the record, if you don't mind.
Brad Herr, 122 Strongberg.
Okay, and what questions did you have?
First of all, can you clarify what's the difference with R1L and R1M?
Okay. Mr. Winthrop will make a note of this, and then he'll be able to respond to you. He's got to come back.
Oh, okay. So. And also, will this allow... I know I've talked to a few neighbors, and they've been trying to buy some property off of the people from McIver. That they back onto from Strongberg. Is this going to allow them to do that? And if so, what kind of structures can they build on that piece of property if they extend their yard or whatever?
Okay. All right. Have you made a note of these questions, Mr. Woodruff? Okay. All right. We'll get them when he comes back, Mr. Hare. Thank you. And also registered for information, Ms. Lana Landry? No? Okay. Anybody else registered for information that I haven't mentioned? Okay, I've already called for an opposition. Nobody indicated they were in opposition and in support. Seeing none, Mr. Winthrop, if you could come back forward and address these questions.
Okay, regarding the first question, the difference between the agricultural zone and the R1 zone. I'll do, there's land uses and then there's what we call the bulk regulations. The bulk regulations are in terms of minimum lot area, front yard, side yard, building height. Those are the bulk regulations. And they affect where a building will be placed on a piece of property. So under the agricultural district, the minimum lot area is 5 acres. Under the R1 district, the minimum lot area ranges between 3,500 to 5,500 square feet. Under minimum lot width, they're all minimum lot width of 25 feet. The minimum front yard in RR5 is 100 feet. In the R1 district, it goes between 15 and 20 feet. The minimum rear yard is the same at 25 feet. The minimum side yard in the agricultural district is 25 feet. In the R1, it's 4 feet. And the maximum building height is the same in both districts. It's 35 feet. So the biggest difference in the bulk regulations is usually minimum lot area and the minimum front yard and the side yards.
Well, one of the questions I thought of was the difference between the R1M and the R1L.
Oh, the R1, I thought it was between. It's pretty much the same, all bulk regulations, except for the R1 large is a minimum lot area of 5,500 square feet, and the R1 medium, R1M, is 3,500 square feet. It's just the lot area.
So you can put up a larger house on a larger lot, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And what about this? Any other differences between the two, R1M and R1L?
No, just the lot area.
And what percentage of the lot can you develop?
Well, the maximum lot coverage is slightly different. R1 large is 40%, R1M medium is 45%, but in all the time we've done applications at the city of Winnipeg, I've seen that vary once.
Side yards are the same?
Side yards are the same, except for a note. Depends if it's a lot of record and there's some more technical. Generally, the side yards are the same, about 4 feet.
Front yard, back yards?
Front yard is 20 feet on the R1 large, and R1 medium is 15.
Okay.
But most of these houses, they're all already existing, so whatever they have is what's there in terms of front. And anyone can apply for a variance for front yard, backyard, side yard, regardless of whether it's R1 or RRL, the agricultural district. So.
And the second question, Mr. Graham?
It had to do with the purchase of a property on, I'm not familiar with where these folks are buying this land or...
I think the question was if these residents are on the south side of Strongburg, such as 122, for example, and they were to negotiate with the land, with the homeowners on McIver Avenue, whether it's a developed lot or not, is there any difference if would they have to get a rezoning as well as a new plan of subdivision, I suppose, if they were to be buying?
Well, they'd have to do the plan. Well, the difference would be, I'm not sure who on McIver they're buying the land from. That's what I meant.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if they're under this application, if their backyard is zoned. There's a few lots along McIver that don't need to be.
Okay.
But if it is being rezoned now, then they wouldn't have to go through a rezoning process. They can just do a short form subdivision
Even though one is M and one is L?
If the Strongbird wants to buy the bit from the McIver side.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to go through the rezoning process. R1M and R1L is pretty similar. The more restrictive would apply, which would be the R1M.
So the 15-foot or the 20...
Yeah, the district's...
More restrictive would be 20-foot rear yard, wouldn't it?
They both have a 25-foot rear yard. The only difference would be in the front yard of 20 feet and 15 feet.
Okay.
But because it's R1M, it's more restrictive already.
It just in terms of, like I said, the more restrictive is in terms of the lot area. But if you're buying a lot and you're increasing the size of it, then the minimum lot area, R1M, wouldn't really matter to you. It would just more affect your front yard. But if he's buying somebody in the back, I don't think he's looking to extend his house to the front then.
Does that address your questions?
Well, I was kind of thinking more of what kind of structures can they put up? Can they put up like a two-story shed at the back or something?
No. In terms of structures, they're regulated under the zoning bylaw. It's the same thing for all the R1 districts, whether it's R1L, R1M, R1S. You can build a garage. You can put a shed. Those are accessory structures, whatever the permitted accessory structures are, and you have to adhere to the side yards for accessory structures. But you
only allow so much of your property to become that as well.
Yeah, you only allow coverage, and you can only build the maximum building height on any property zoned R is 35 feet.
Okay. So they want to go beyond that. If they want more less side yard or higher height than that, then they have to apply for a variance, and then that requires another public meeting. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That site would be posted.
Or if they want to go beyond the amount of land, the site of their yard that is
developed already, that would require variance?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. And you can, anybody, this is public information, the planner could supply that information to you.
Yes, they can contact 311 and call our new line to talk to a zoning officer who will give them information about any kind of, if they want to build a structure, get a permit. There's also the information on that available on our City of Winnipeg webpage.
Okay.
We handle quite a number of garages and shed applications every year.
Thank you. Any other questions?
By the way, I found out on Friday you're a district planner, not an area planner. Confuses them a little bit when you call you an area planner.
Oh, really?
I tried 311 on Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. You're a DP.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? No? Okay. Thanks very much. I don't have any questions. Thanks, Mr. Wintrow.
We'd be very supportive if you approve this application.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I move that the
we have to write the next report.
That's that's what it is.
Yeah. So go ahead, Councillor.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via priority rezoning process.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no amendments. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
My supporting reasons for this are I actually started this process coming along. We had an instance last year where a resident wanted to do the right thing and pull all the proper permits to do a deck, and found out that because of the agricultural zoning on their site, they were required to have ridiculous side yards and had to go through the expensive and cumbersome process of having to do a rezoning of their lot to add on a deck, I think was the instance. Seemed absolutely absurd for somebody wanting to do the right thing, and costly and ridiculous. So, in fact, I was the one that started put the ball rolling to do this rezoning when I was confident that there was no, in fact, detrimental effects to anybody's assessment or property taxes as a result of this. I mean, anything they add on, if they add on the deck, there is a value to that, and in fact helps the city out. So that hopefully will pay for the costs of the process of advertising and doing this particular rezoning. So again, I think this is just as the applicant indicated, this is a house cleaning matter, and it just makes good sense.
All right, heard the supporting reason. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.